Play. Lakers fired up, and good reason because of it. Basket is good. Fourth team foul on Harbor Beach. It's against number 35, Colin Cook, his second. We have a 30-second timeout called by Harbor Beach. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, Lakers 21, Harbor Beach 9.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
Everybody get up.
Judy at the line for a free throw, trying to complete the three-point play, and it is good. As Ryan Brown listening to the Harbor Beach huddle calling the 30-second timeout.
Coach Rubio wants to cut down on the dribble penetration that Lakers has executed so far on offense. They're getting 2 minute penetration offensively, and they're kicking out for the three-point shot.
As it's blocked on the down, and as Harbor Beach went in for it. Thank you, Ryan Brown, for that. As here comes Jared Schutte, leading by 13 points are the Lakers. Austin Seltz nearly stole that away, picked his pocket on the left corner. Valentine's there. Largest lead of the night right now, 13 points for the Lakers, 22-9. Valentine gets the inbounds in the left corner, feeds it into Christie in the lane, puts this one up for two. This one's no good. Rebound, Josh Shelke. 40 seconds remain in the first quarter. Shelke takes it in for the layup himself, and this one's good. Transition offense working for Harbor Beach, and unfortunately nothing much more for them. Valentine now dribbling top of the key to Schutte against Seltz. Feeds it to Christie, top of the key, takes the jump shot just inside the free throw line, rebound Butterfield, and nearly into Josh Shelke's hands. Austin Seltz for three off the mark. Rebound still loose, and Shelke brings it in and gets it to Butterfield. Butterfield to Eli Kraft, top of the key, now to Seltz, back to Butterfield, right wing, dribbles in. Kicks it over to Seaman in the opposite block. This one's good. Good ball passing for Harbor Beach on that possession. Gets 2 points for Seaman. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with a score of Lakers 22, Harbor Beach 9. A 9-point lead for the green and white after one.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're gonna infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Tonight's broadcast is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C. Lakers leading by 9, 22-13, as Harbor Beach tries to feed it inside, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lakers. Ryan Brown listening to the huddles at the quarter. What do you have for us, sir?
Well, the Laker head coach mentioned that the last couple minutes there, his players lost a little bit of focus, which led to a 4-point swing by Harbor Beach to end up the second quarter. So he wants his guys to stay more focused than what they were and just continue to dominate on offense.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. And while we were away, Josh Shelke tried to go into the lane, put up the shot, and he was fouled by number 52, John Carl, for Lakers. That is his second and team's fifth. As the first free throw from Shelke went errant, no good. Second free throw is good. Shelgi has 3 points, cuts into that deficit. It's now 8 points, Lakers leading. 22-14, 7:45 left in the first half. Shooty against Butterfield, now slowing things down across the timeline. Feeds it into the left corner to number 10, Swyston. Into Christie for two in the left block. Christie now with 12 points on the night. 24-14, 10-point game. Eli Kraft, left wing to Austin Seltz, top of the key to the high post to Shelkey. Feeds it down to Seaman, right block. Back up to top of the key to Seltz, over to Kraft. Skip pass into the middle of the lane to Shelkey. Now we have on the arm against Lakers. That'll be the sixth team foul on Lakers. And the first against Aaron Christie. Eli Kraft inbounding this one underneath his own hoop on the left side of your radio. High reach going right to left across your radio tonight in this first half. As Josh Shelkey drives right into the lane, this one's no good. Rebound, Swyston. Into the hands of Shooty. 7:05 left in the first half. Shooty against Austin Seltz. Dribbling now to Christie at the high post, feeds it down to Carl, and it's stripped away by Eli Kraft. That's the fifth turnover for Lakers on the night. Austin Seltz for three, top of the key, in and out, no good, rebound Carl. Still a 10-point game, 24-14, Lakers hanging on like they deserve it, and so far they do.
In the first quarter, the high-low was working for the Pirates. I would expect them to go back to it.
And another turnover there for Lakers. And actually they're saying it's off the knee. They're calling a kick ball now. So no turnover. It will be Laker ball on the side. As we have a substitution here now, Steve Kaczynski checks into the game. Out there for Lakers right now, Zwemer's still on the bench. Christie is out there. Carl, Shooty, Kaczynski, and Cunningham. Cunningham gets the inbound, top of the key against Seltz. 6.5 to play in the second. Over to Shooty, left wing. Shooty dribbling, top of the key. Now back to the left wing. Picks up his dribble, feeds it down to Carl on the baseline. Back to Shooty, top of the key. Christie over to Cunningham, right wing. And they try to feed it to Kaczynski, and he can't hang on to it. And there is the turnover. 6 of the night, and high reach ball. 10-point game, 24-14. How are we trying to get something going here? But Lakers had an answer for everything so far. Down to Josh Shelkey, wide open to left block from Butterfield, in for two. Shelkey with 5 points. Now an 8-point differential between Lakers and Harbor Beach. 24-16, and we have a timeout called by Majeski as he was bailing out his players, who would have had a 5-second call, if not a 10-second call. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John Mooney, what are you seeing in this game? You're seeing the consistency from Lakers in spurts of action from Harbor Beach.
With Paul Zwemer out of the ball game, you have a guard-style kind of game. And they're doing a nice job picking up the top man to go ahead and pick for him. Little pick and roll. They are penetrating and kicking it back out for a three-point shot. We're talking about Jared Shooty. We're talking about Aaron Christie. And we're also talking about Trent Cunningham. They're really working well. And when you least expect it, then they go ahead and do a little post feed. Like I said, they've been having some success with this.
Ryan Brown, Harbor Beach down by 8 points. What are the thoughts in their huddle?
Coach Rubel wants to deny the ball here on the inbound play and deny the whole time, really. And then they're going back into a zone to try and slow down the shooters and cut down the penetration the Lakers are getting on offense.
Cunningham inbounding this one for Lakers. Finally gets it in. And it's actually stolen by Butterfield, intended for Christie. Butterfield goes up, and he is fouled on the way. So Butterfield going to line for two shots. That's the seventh team foul on Lakers. And the first on number 12, Trent Cunningham. Butterfield with 2 points of the night, no free throws so far. Right in the turnover situation tonight is 7-0. Lakers with 7 turnovers. Harbor Beach, no turnovers thus far.
Paul Zwemer just checked into the ball game. Again, he's got 5:46 left in the second quarter. He's got 2 fouls. He does not want to pick up that third.
First free throw is no good. Second one coming here, and this one's no good as well. Rebound by Eli Kraft, though, to maintain possession. Shelkey for three, left wing, no rebound.